ABC Radio Australia.
Indonesia has been elected to the UN Security Council for a two-year term starting in 2019. Observers of the situation in West Papua are hoping that additional power will generate extra scrutiny on Jakarta and its relationship with the disputed province. As the Free West Papuan Movement continues its decades-long struggle for independence while highlighting ongoing human rights abuses, Indonesia say they hope to use their new position to work on conflict resolution and peace building. A co-founder of the West Papua Project at Sydney University, Dr. Jim Elmsley, says Indonesia's UN promotion is an important development that puts the Southeast Asian nation firmly in the spotlight.
I think that the appointment of Indonesia to the Security Council is good because it does throw more of a spotlight on Indonesia and, you know, the various fraught and disastrous things that are going on in West Papua, particularly the environmental sort of catastrophe and the human rights dilemma that's there. It does throw some light onto those, and the more progressive elements with Indonesia, they don't want us to be seeing those things either. So I think it's possibly a good development.
These sorts of two-year positions on the Security Council that countries get, do they really have a lot of power, or is it more of a symbolic position?
I mean, the Security Council is obviously dominated by the permanent members, but it's a highly sought-after diplomatic posting and achievement, and countries go to huge efforts to try and secure it, as we saw with Kevin Rudd. So I think, yes, I think there's quite a lot of prestige in it. Whether they can influence world affairs, probably not. But it does elevate the country on the global stage, which in some ways is a two-edged sword, because the problems that those countries are experiencing, they are also elevated. So in this case, when Indonesia is looking at trying to play a useful role in things like conflict resolution and peace building, then it becomes sort of incumbent on Indonesia to really take those sort of policies to heart in their own problems they're facing. And things like, for instance, these massive coal proposals and let alone the ongoing oil palm and other massive developments that are happening there, which are the drivers of conflict in West Papua, one of them.
Do you think the Indonesian government in the recent months and years has shown more of a willingness to negotiate with West Papua, or have things sort of got even worse?
They have certainly paid lip service to try and fix some of the problems and the major dilemmas that the people are facing. Whether much has improved on the ground, it's hard to say. Certain things are getting worse, that's for sure. But other things like the land rights movement, there has been some positive developments in that area in certain areas. But that all seems to be swept aside when there's a huge development like the oil palm plantations and mines and now the coal fields. So it's a bit of a mixed bag. But in general, the situation in the West Island is still very, very poor. And it is incumbent on the government to try and, if not solve, at least move towards a more reasonable way of behaving in relation to their indigenous people.